There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Wow her this Valentine's Day with a spa day. Call the spa at Eaglewood Resort in Itasca to order your gift card today. 630-773-1400 or eaglewoodresort.com. Special $25 certificate with a purchase of $150 or more.
Hey, Chicago, John here with Arlington Heights Ford. Did you know for the last 25 consecutive years we've been number one in customer satisfaction in sales and service? Did you know at Arlington Heights Ford, 0% financing is always available on a huge selection of new Fords? Did you know we give the most money for your trade in low monthly payments for any budget? Now you know why we've sold over 100,000 cars and counting. Arlington Heights Ford. We're number one in what matters most. You. Visit ahford.com.
Latest tonight.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It's 2 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves are home Friday at 7 and Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. After an underwhelming 6-7 month of January, the Blackhawks have won 2 in a row, including a big divisional win over the Blues 4-2 yesterday. Game winner came from Marian Hossa.
It's a nice feeling when you do it. It's always tough games over here when you play in this building, especially they got a great team, and coming with the 2 points is huge for our team and great for confidence.
Hossa added an empty netter as well, 2 goals in the game. The Blackhawks host the Coyotes tonight. They're home through February 24th, the Blackhawks are. Puck drops at 7:30. Coming off a very shaky win in Orlando, where the Bulls needed a 7-0 run with just over 30 seconds left to clinch it last night, 98-97. The Bulls are back in Chicago after their 3-3 road trip. That included losses to the Lakers and the Suns. The Bulls host the Kings tomorrow night. The All-Star break for the NBA is this weekend from Madison Square Garden and the Barclays Center. Saturday activities will be held in Brooklyn, like the slam dunk competition, the three-point competition, and the game itself will be at MSG. Panthers defensive end and soon-to-be free agent Greg Hardy had domestic violence charges dropped today because the prosecution could not get in contact with the accuser. Packers head coach Mike McCarthy will hand off play-calling duties to his newly promoted assistant head coach Tom Clemens. John Jay and the Cardinals avoid arbitration. It'll be a 2 years, $10.975 million deal to keep him. And the Illini and the NU Wildcats agreed to a 3-year deal to face each other at Soldier Field. The first game will be November 28th of this year. The final two will be in 2017 and 2019. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sports Mockery. Download the Sports Mockery app. Search Sports Mockery. Cars.com has all the tools you need to get into the dealership feeling prepared, so your car shopping experience will be stress-free. Research, price, find. Only Cars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com, all drive, no drama. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Scores and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Brandon Marshall.
His history suggests everywhere he's been, they get sick of him. If he's that valuable, if he's that talented, if he's all of that by the numbers, you probably would say, yeah, let's keep, but they never do.
Yeah, the other thing is a $7.7 million cash savings and a $4 million cap savings.
I like it.
It all adds up to me to be no-brainer. Ryan Pace may not agree.
He may not.
He may say, nope, but I'm around. John Fox thinks he'll be fine. I can tell you right now he's wrong.
Yeah.
Won't be.
Correct.
You can think it, but
it won't happen.
You'd be wrong, and it won't happen.
Boars and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Tony and Wilmette.
What do you do with Taj? You get his butt out of there for a real defensive big man who doesn't mind coming off the bench. You've got wings for days. I don't care if you're not getting the production you want out of your wings. You do have wings.
No.
I'll name them for you. Tony Snell.
Oh,
you
he have stinks.
Oh, you got a problem with Tony Snell? I'm sorry. This is what happened when you have an erratic coach who played 20 minutes one game,
no,
2 minutes
Tony
the next.
Bad.
Don't say no. Tony, shut up and let me finish talking.
The first one we've had, a Tony Snell lover.
That's angry, screaming Tony and Wilmette.
Idiot and Bernstein.
Over there on the score.
Terry Boers.
What was it, three holes or four holes into you? Four holes, he was.
Dan Bernstein.
Shut up and give me my latte!
Let's go to work.
Boers and Bernstein.
Friday
slip. 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Speaking of that, since they can't find the victim of Greg Hardy, what do you do then? Do you drop the charges?
I don't think the NFL is going to, because apparently the victim won't show up.
Gone. Disappeared.
I mean, and the facts of that, we know the initial reports about what was done throwing her onto his guns. And had just every bit of NFL ugliness attached to it.
So now, where'd she go?
I don't know. Can't find her. So they can't press charges. Huh. And now immediately everyone's saying, well, the Bears should sign this guy. No, I don't want the Bears to sign him. Because not having a victim to testify is not the same as him not having done it.
Like being innocent, you mean?
Right.
That sort of thing? Oh, okay.
Right.
All right. Well, technically, I guess if you can't find her.
If the Bears were to be interested, it means Ryan Pace was lying. And I don't think Ryan Pace was lying talking about that stuff.
It's hard. Yeah, the NFL, did they suspend him? I don't remember what they did with Greg Hardy, or the Panthers did.
Under pressure, yes, understanding.
Yeah, it was right up to almost the game time, wasn't there? Wasn't that he was going to start the season or whatever the hell it was, as I recall?
And you would have the John Fox connection there.
He's a hell of a player.
Oh, he's an incredible player. Was he there? Did he overlap with Fox for a year or longer? Either way, I don't even want to really think about it. You know, we did find a surprise to join us at 4:20. My guy Mike Berardino, an old buddy who is a graduate of University of North Carolina, was there when Dean Smith was there, and also covered the team when he worked for the Durham Herald Sun as a reporter and columnist. Mike is currently with the St. Paul Pioneer Press, but he's going to join us at 4:20 with some Dean Smith stuff because he spent a lot of time around him and can give us some insight into the passing of really one of the legendary people in the history of sports.
And that's the key word, people, not basketball coach, not necessarily. It's nice that all that happened. It's wonderful for him that the record he has, the two championships, but as a person, as an activist, as all the stuff he was, that to me is far more important and says more about him than winning basketball games.
I just remember the cloud of cigarette smoke around.
Oh,
always,
yeah.
I
was told you got to get near Dean at some point because when he's smoking, he said, then it's great. I said, no, I think that's not a problem.
I mean, just always had a butt in his hand.
Yep.
And he would mingle. See, I know at Cameron Indoor Stadium back in the day, you got to remember, this is North Carolina. People smoke. It's the state industry. It's the tobacco cash that pays for all these schools.
Big barrels in North Carolina for the butts. Are you kidding me? Like barrels.
Yes.
I'm not talking a little bit. I'm talking about giant barrels.
And he would go out to the smoking area sometimes at halftime, where like fans were. Oh, there's Dean sucking him back one after the other. One, two, three, four. Then he'd leave.
Needed a butt.
He'd wave. Yeah, but he just.
Hey, how you doing?
How's it going? Hey, how's the game going? You guys are up 3. Things going well for you? And away he'd go. Because that's where, I mean, smoking is a hobby in North Carolina. I'd like to see what the rates are now, but it's all tobacco cash that builds all those buildings.
Down to 17% of the population now.
In North Carolina?
No, I mean, just in the country.
Right. Yeah, but I would think it's still much, much higher where they're growing a lot of the tobacco.
Hey, Dan Magnet.
Doing his best to keep the industry
don't know
alive
that.
And in
I don't
charge.
Know that.
That's right.
Well, maybe in North Carolina. Okay, many of them could be dead. Maybe the next generation not as important. But the numbers are finally down. They're down to where I thought they'd kind of get to eventually, but now they kind of plummeted down to
that. Those are going down, and the vaccination numbers resemble those of Somalia.
Yeah, that's correct. But anyway, yeah, you know, I never had much to deal with them. And the time I was going to deal with them, there was a missile strike, and I couldn't quite get to them before it all happened. You know what I mean? No.
This
close, and then the damn missile got me. Oh,
yeah. So Michael joined us at 4:20 to talk about some of that stuff, but there's been basketball on the mind. There was a scintillating Blackhawks game over the weekend as well. They dispatched the hated Blues, and
as they'll do it if it matters too,
right?
In the playoffs, they'll do that again to them.
Let's go get them. Like they did. Yeah, the Blues are just. They're just kind of a gnat. They're a nuisance more than anything else. I know they want to think of themselves as a rival, but they're much more nuisance than rival, judging by outcomes.
Yeah, all great teams have that nuisance factor around them. Absolutely. They're a good nuisance, though. I mean, that's a good, you know, when they play, it's pretty good.
The 847 says, if you're going to talk about Dean Smith, can't you acknowledge the massive cheating scandal that allowed his impressive graduation rate? You know, I am confident in my belief that as that was beginning when he was there, he was already starting to go a little bit.
Yeah,
those are the years where his intellect and memory were starting to fade a little bit, and I don't think he had any knowledge, because he was very proud of the African-American studies. He helped found it. It was very important to him. The department where the corruption began, largely with the football program, too, was in the very department that he helped create.
Yeah, I think if you look, if you so choose, you can dig up bones on a lot of guys who recently passed. If you want to do that, you could do that. But when we're talking about Dean Smith, we're not talking so much about the basketball aspect of it. Just pay attention. But if, you know, we wanted to do it about any of the, I could do it easily. About any of them. I could tell you stuff and go, oh, not him. Yes, him. So, I mean, I wouldn't, I'm not that interested in digging up bones on Dean Smith, because his life is remembered for far more than winning basketball games, if you pay attention.
When he used to bring his teams, even on road trips, he'd bring his team. They'd get on a bus. They'd go to a maximum security prison.
Mm-hmm.
And he would talk to his teams about the unfairness of death penalty laws. And he would cite statistics. He would talk about the number of people who were where their guilt was actually in question, that were still killed by the state. And when they started to find it was only under pressure from him in North Carolina that they began reviewing, as they did in Illinois, began reviewing death row cases and started determining, well, you know, I guess this guy didn't do it. And then finally when DNA evidence was useful, they found any number of guys who got railroaded. And in his belief was, look, if we're already here and just from this small sample, we know this guy innocent, this guy at least reasonable doubt, and they were all set free or at least taken off death row in some cases. And he said, how many innocent people has the state killed? And like I say, screaming at the governor, trying to embarrass him.
Yeah, very, very way well ahead of his time stances, given the fact where he lived.
Yes.
I mean, if you want to pick up the basketball all you want to, you know, to me, when you look at the body of his work and what he did, just as a human being, not as a basketball coach, I don't worry so much about that stuff. The players, they speak for themselves when they talk about him. You can tell the reverence and how much they loved him. But aside from that, just the kind of guy he was and what he believed in and what he fought for and what he did, far beyond winning basketball games at North Carolina. I mean, don't get caught up in, he did this and he did, well, maybe. But you know what? Any of the 383-year-olds that died, I could probably give you some dirt if you wanted it.
On Billy Casper? You got bad things about Billy Casper and his 71 grandchildren? Oh, my God, that's
My God, that's
71.
That's a party.
A party? Can you imagine the youth sports?
And none were great, just grandchildren?
Oh, no, maybe it's 71 grandchildren and great grandchildren.
Okay, because yeah, I mean,
I think that's right.
Holy crap, almighty! Wait a minute, dude.
Yeah, I think that's right. That has to be it, right? 71 grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Either that or you had 1,200 kids. All right, Billy, what are you doing this week?
You think your weekends are crowded with youth sports?
Yeah.
You actually got 71 you got to go to? You need a helicopter to get to all of them.
Wear your ass out.
Yep.
Woo!
And the only guys, correct me if I'm wrong, the only guys with more tour wins than Casper are Nicklaus, Tiger,
and Snead.
Snead and Player, I think, right?
I don't know about that. The other one's for sure. But yeah, he won. He was a terrific guy, terrific player. But always slightly underneath. He's one of those guys slightly underneath, you know? He was the afterthought to Jack and Arnie. He was kind of like the third wheel that was just there all the time. And pretty good player, but that's all they thought about.
All right, Snead, Woods, Nicklaus, Hogan, Palmer.
Oh, Ben!
Hogan, Palmer, Nelson, Casper.
Okay.
Casper's seventh with 51. Snead had 82. Tigers at 79.
May be there for a while.
Nicklaus at 73. Hogan, 64. Palmer, 62.
Hogan definitely will be there for a while. He's not. Ben Hogan.
Good call.
I predict.
Hey.
I don't think he's going to win another tournament, so he's probably staying put.
Arnie is at 62.
Yeah.
Nelson, 52. Billy Casper, 51. Now, who is the next active golfer on this list who's ninth with 42 wins?
Phil.
And then there's a long drop.
I think you see a golfer now that someday will be on that list. Someday we'll climb that list as time goes along.
Do you know which one, or are you just saying one of them will?
No, I know which one.
Oh, you've got him picked out already.
Oh, definitely.
For being the guy who is going to climb that list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
So he'd have to be on the young side. Adam Scott?
No, he's been around. He doesn't. He's very consistent. To
Rory?
Most part, but yeah, Rory.
Okay, Rory's only got 9.
That's okay. He's also not 25 yet, is he?
Nope. He's got 9.
Okay.
Okay, because I was looking up the list a little bit. You got Justin Leonard, who has 12. Steve Stricker's got 12.
And a ton of dough, by
Jim
the way.
Jim Furyk at 16.
And Jim Furyk.
Ernie Els with 19.
Oh, he'll go back. You know, it depends on how much he plays, because you know how he is. He sort of drifts and doesn't play for a while or doesn't, you know. But when he plays, I think he's the best by a little bit right now. You know what I mean? I think it's more than, I think it's so it's, how much does he want to play? He got a little more serious last year, became a little more consistent at it, had a great finish to the season in the dark. Remember in the dark? So, I think that he's got a shot to make that list. I mean, Phil's got 42.
That's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. You're listening to WSCR The Score.
Blackhawks coverage on The Score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Dean Smith passed away on Saturday at the age of 83, and the entire world of basketball stopped. From his rival down the road in Coach K to the President of the United States, there was nothing but universal respect. You know Dean Smith was beloved if even prickly Michael Jordan was showing genuine emotion in his statement. The joke about Dean Smith for years was he was the only man on the planet who could stop Michael Jordan. Perhaps. But I know he was probably the only guy who could get Mike to cry. And while Jordan was the most visible piece of his legacy, Charles Scott was the most important. Smith recruited Scott to UNC in 1966, signing him to a scholarship and making him one of the very first African-American athletes ever at a Southern university. So Dean Smith may have had one of the best coaching resumes ever, but trust me, he will be remembered for so much more. I'm Jim Rome.
When I listen to Audible, I'm not riding the L train during rush hour. I'm hunting whales with the crew of the Pequod. I can feel the cold air on my face and the icy spray of the Atlantic crashing against the bow. The smell of rotting blubber fills my nostrils. There she blows, boys! Dead ahead! It's the white whale!
This is my stop. Excuse me. Pardon me. Sorry.
Audible. Stories that surround you. More than 180,000 audio titles and your first download is free at audible.com. Click to start.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Mother Nature can be a real witch sometimes, especially in the dead of winter. But with help from AutoZone and its proven tough Duralast batteries that can handle harsh elements, she'll feel the cold shoulder as you continue to drive safe without fear of breaking down. Stop into AutoZone for a tax time tune-up and maximize your refund dollars with a new, proven tough Duralast battery. Available only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Truth.
You're hearing a lot about Valentine's Day deals. Well, right now, ProFlowers has something that is better than everything else. They always have some great deals. Today, it gets even better because ProFlowers doesn't want you to wait until Thursday to get your Valentine's Day gift. If you do it today, you get an additional 15% off the already killer deals. It's just for you because you listen to this show. This deal is on everything on my page when you enter my code. 2 dozen assorted roses, decadent chocolates, a free glass vase for $29.99. That's one of the deals. Listen to that again. 2 dozen assorted roses, chocolates, free glass vase, $29.99. Today only, you get an extra 15% off. Go to proflowers.com, use my code Bernstein. But that extra 15% off is today only. You can't beat the price today, and you can't beat this kind of convenience. Roses are going to be selling out everywhere, so get yours and take care of this. You can do it right now. The only way to get 2 dozen assorted roses plus chocolates, the vase, and the extra 15% off, go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right corner, and type in Bernstein. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic, type in Bernstein, order now. This deal expires tonight at midnight.
Hey, Chicago, John here with Arlington Heights Ford. Did you know for the last 25 consecutive years, we've been number one in customer satisfaction in sales and service? Did you know at Arlington Heights Ford, 0% financing is always available on a huge selection of new Fords? Did you know we give the most money for your trade in low monthly payments for any budget? Now you know why we've sold over 100,000 cars and counting. Arlington Heights Ford. We're number one in what matters most. You. Visit ahford.com.
Guys, if you really want to dominate Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. If you don't think she's into that kind of thing, think again. She read the book and can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Valentine's delivery is guaranteed, so call 1-800-829-BEAR or click the banner to visit VermontTeddyBear.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today. Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
At 224 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boris and Brinsley 312-644-6767. You want to jump in on anything we talked about today, including the Bulls and other matters?
It's too bad to hear that when you were talking to Dean Smith, who was out there having a butt that you took on enemy fire. I did not know that.
I had to get out.
That's like the time I saw the body floating by in a place that wasn't flooded.
You know, the missile came in, it landed just over here, and I had to get down, and then Dean was still smoking, by the way.
Right.
Everybody was gone. He was still standing there smoking, but yeah, I had to get out of there. I'll write about it.
I think you should. I think you should let people know how brave you were when you got hit by an RPG. I know it was tough for you.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That's a good excuse, though.
It happens everywhere you go, though. All those long nights covering the Big Ten, there's always seemed as RPG fire. I think you're the...
You're hitting Iowa?
Yep.
I can't understand that. What's the problem there? East Lansing? Absolutely. Then they tipped my car over and burned it. I mean, what the hell?
I don't know. It keeps happening to you.
What the hell? Hey, it's all in the book.
312-644-6767. Sean in Green Bay, you're on The Score. Or not?
No. Maybe have the listen.
Yeah, this is one of these times where somebody calls us and then they forgot they called us.
Forgot they called us and he's busy. What's he doing?
Sean, are you there?
Oh, so wait. Here's the missile.
Apparently he left us.
He's texting Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, that didn't really go well for old Bruce, did it? Sean, are you there?
I don't think they can prove it though yet, can they?
They can prove that Sean's not there?
No, I think, I'm enjoying it. This is actually better than Sean. I like that better. So, have they proved it yet on the texting? He caused it because it would seem from what you that he did.
Right. I don't know. I just know these are odd times for Bruce Jenner. And everybody connected to his family and
yes,
Kanye West
penis. Ass wipe.
What a piece of garbage he is. Seriously, what an idiot. You have to respect artistry. You're standing up there singing something auto-tuned in your pajamas and Beck wins and you're lecturing people about respect for artistry when all you could do is crap on everybody else.
Yeah, he didn't want anybody to think that was a joke when he went up there. He was angry. It's not a joke. He was standing up for Beyonce.
Banned from award shows.
Yeah, you know, that's what I thought he was. So they gave him a second chance here, or whatever chance it would be. And the singing was
singing.
No,
it's a machine singing.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, there's some terrific singers out there. You could lose that in the pajamas. Hey, get out your damn pajamas! But yeah, but he said he wasn't. He was angry, and he went on some tirade about it. The thing belonged to Beyonce.
No, it didn't. Hmm. She's got plenty of awards. I think she's going to be fine. That's a terrific album by Beck.
That's you'd hate to see Beyonce get shut down. I mean, really, because she's really had nothing over the years, right?
Yeah, when's she finally going to get her recognition?
Yeah, when's she going to get the recognition she deserves? I don't know.
Hasn't she won 18 Grammys?
I think that's right, yeah.
Something. The Grammys, if they want real artists to keep coming back, they need to stop playing with us. We ain't finna play with them no more. Flawless Beyonce video. And Beck, needs to respect artistry, and he should have given his award to Beyonce. And at this point, we tired of it, because what happens is when you keep on diminishing art and not respecting the craft and smacking people in the face after they deliver monumental feats in music,
amen,
you're disrespectful to inspiration. And we as musicians have to inspire people who go to work every day and they listen to that Beyonce album and they feel like it takes them to another place. Then they do this whole promotional event.
You're in the car, it does.
You know, they'll run the music over somebody's speech, the artist, because they want a commercial advertising. Like,
right. Yeah.
No, we not playing with them no more.
Once more around, pal. It's all pops and buzzes from here.
What a monumental ass way he is.
Really,
what is he talking about?
Clown. Respecting me? Artistry and inspiration. You're not even really singing. You're letting a machine sing for you. Standing there in your velvet pajamas.
The velvet underground. I think it's time for him to just disappear.
Go away.
Yeah, go away.
Go away.
No, it's just ridiculous. I thought I didn't know he was actually mad.
So, and Beck's got to be like, hey, I mean,
that's what he looked at me like. What?
What do you want me to what? Do?
Want to help me with speech? I could use a little help here.
Wow. That Beck album is tremendous.
I have not heard it, but I am going in on Beyonce's side because she just hasn't won. You haven't recognized her. Because she took you places. You're in your car, a lot of people take you places if you're in your car.
Who does he think is actually voting on these awards? I think it's people who are either musicians or have been musicians or producers or...
Mm-hmm.
He's lecturing them?
Yes. He feels very strongly about this.
The 312,
they're cloning him.
312 says Beck himself played 16 different instruments on his album. No.
They're clowning everybody. They're cloning him.
And Beyonce plays 0 instruments on her album. So that's 16 instruments to no instruments.
Yeah, but she took people places. Where did Beck take you?
Where did she take him?
I don't know.
Like drive him around? Or?
Yeah, just took him and drove him around.
The store?
The store.
She took him to the store. Well, that's what music does. They take you somewhere if you're in your car. Every piece takes me somewhere.
God, he's the worst. He's just the worst.
Scoreboard update.
Is it weird that I like when he does the auto-tune? Like, I just genuinely like it. I don't really look at it as he's singing or not singing. I just kind of like
listening. Doing an auto-tune bit?
Whatever. I just like listening to it. You know, I don't even go any deeper than that, you know?
Well, I guess that's up to you. It is.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Is that okay? Yeah, okay.
Now, just remember this. If we crush you now with thoughts like that, you know, we can put you in a little box. Put you in a shoebox.
I know. I mean,
you're easy to get rid of.
I'd fit.
Yep, remember. So just be careful with that.
I get one of those blue plastic barrels, then put a hit out of the DA. We're good.
Yeah. I'd be untraceable.
Send you out the bowling book.
Oh, please, no. 2:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves return to Allstate Arena on Wednesday against Milwaukee in an Amtrak rivalry game. Tuesday, January 20th, was the last time the Blackhawks skated on the UC ice, and that night, they were on. They dominated the Coyotes 6-1, out-shooting them 51-36. Tonight, the Hawks host the Arizona Coyotes. That's their name, the Arizona Coyotes, who have meddled around 500 since that January 20th beatdown. Puck drops at 7:30. The Bulls went 3-3 on their most recent road trip with back-to-back wins over New Orleans and then a 98-97 come-from-behind win in Orlando last night. The talk of the shaky relationship between head coach Tom Thibodeau and Bulls management continues as the team's defensive struggles continue. Even if the Bulls enter the NBA Finals, Mitch Lawrence of NBC New York thinks Thibs will be gone.
Right now, all signs to me are pointing towards there's going to be a split. Tom would probably try to find a place where he could have more input into personnel, where maybe he could get the dual role. He probably look at the NBA landscape and says, you know, if Jason Kidd can get that kind of power just north of you in Milwaukee, Why can't I? I have a more accomplished record.
And that full interview can be heard at mullyandhanley.com. To baseball, pitcher James Shields will be a Padre next year after agreeing to a four-year, $75 million deal. The Cubs were in it to the very end for Shields, but were outbid by a year. Cardinals and outfielder John Jay avoid arbitration with a two-year, $10.97 million deal. USA Little League World Series reigning champs Jackie Robinson West should be stripped of their title. That's what the USA runner-up Las Vegas believes, according to DNAinfo.com. JRW was accused of expanding their boundaries to enhance their roster. Soon-to-be free agent defensive end Greg Hardy had domestic violence charges dropped after the prosecution couldn't locate the accuser. And beginning November 28th this year, Northwestern and Illinois will play three games at Soldier Field. 2017 and 2019 will be the other two. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com. Blackhawks coverage on the Score. It's being presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, this is that story from DNAinfoChicago.com.
Because we've been eyeing this. We've been keeping tabs on this.
Yeah, Christy Black is the president of Nevada's Mountain Ridge Little League and said she's concerned the U.S. title already, quote, has an asterisk on it like the one on Barry Bonds' home run record. Says the Las Vegas team rightfully deserves to be recognized as a legitimate team that went the farthest in the World Series tournament. And they go back through some of the details here, but Little League International spokesman Brian McClintock has said officials looked into the allegations, determined they were unfounded, and considered the matter closed. In email correspondence, McClintock refused to discuss the proprietary, in-depth, private conversations that, quote, helped us to reaffirm our current position, and wrote that Little League officials would not further probe cheating allegations. But last week, sources say top Little League officials received new information from Jackie Robinson West's sister league officials that established all of the presidents in Chicago's District 4, including JRW, agreed on clearly defined boundaries in 2013, the season before JRW leaders secretly expanded their territory to overlap existing leagues. Presidents of the Southside, Rosemore, and Roseland League did not approve any changes made to the 2014 boundaries that infringed on their territory, protected under Little League International Charter Agreements. After winning the U.S. championship, JRW officials, with help from District 4 Administrator Mike Kelly, made a failed attempt to ask sister leagues to agree to boundary changes that already had been filed with Little League International without their permission. And now District 4 League presidents are waiting for a final ruling from Little League officials. In August, Jackie Robinson defeated Las Vegas Mountain Ridge 7-5 to advance to the overall championship, which they lost to a team from Seoul, South Korea, 8-4. So here's more about what's said. Las Vegas League volunteers contacted DNA Info in hopes of sending a clear message that they want officials to quit being so tight-lipped and make things right. Las Vegas coach Ashton Cave said that if JRW changed its boundaries against Little League rules to create a super team, he said it can't be something that's swept under the rug. He challenged league officials to live up to the organization's motto, character, courage, and loyalty. Said, I'm a firm believer in integrity, and that's something we teach our kids. That's what Little League is designed to do. If we're going to live by its motto, we need to make things right, and everybody needs to be aware of it. We need to stand up for what's right, even if we're standing alone. Said the officials have an obligation to his league and thousands of volunteers across the country to take a public stand on the secret boundary changes made by Jackie Robinson West.
Well, I think we all sort of know initial stuff that came out a while back. And I know somebody who absolutely knows it's true, Little League guy, and a powerful one, said absolutely knew that was true, but that's what happened. And poo-pooed, is that story point, poo-pooed. No, nothing here, nothing to see, move on. And, you know, in this town, I mean, it was like the big story. If you had to change that story,
This is the Las Vegas League president. At every meeting, every tournament, they harp on us to do the right thing. Teach the kids integrity. Teach them how to lose. Teach them how to win. Teach them how to be good citizens. Well, they need to walk the talk. Little League has their bylaws and rules, and they haven't been followed. They need to make it right. She said, those poor kids, they're probably beside themselves. There are lots of lessons in life to learn, and we learn the hard way. But these kids shouldn't have to learn this lesson the way it's being played out. So she understands how difficult it would be on some of these kids, but if the kids are being driven in
from
they know from they know there yeah
they're far there. Reaching suburbs to come play for this team
mm-hmm.
and being recruited to play for the team illegally.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, this is... This
you're writing a good story while you're going at it here, but yeah, I think they've got it. By God, I think they've got it. But remember, as they point out, the initial thing was kind of dismissed, and it was with that this sigh of relief that everybody... Oh, see, nothing was really wrong. They continue on as the story of the year in Chicago.
It clearly was. That's obvious now.
Way too much smoke.
The information is out. Little League is acting really defensively here, and the more people know, the more they understand that Jackie Robinson West cheated.
It is. You know, it really is. I think it's too bad. Yeah, it is. I think we really... do ignore. Maybe it sounds trite and all the other things, but I mean, don't you want to teach your kid those values? Don't you want, as an athlete or a player on whatever it is, don't you want to teach him that stuff? What's right and wrong? What how you do this? What team you're in? Don't you
want
to
teach him? The Las Vegas coach, again, something needs to change from here on out. We're getting to the ugly side of winning at all costs behind the scenes, and it's sad. The allegations need to be addressed, and it can't happen behind closed doors. They've got to address it among everyone that's involved in Little League. Otherwise, it will happen year in and year out, in another city, and nothing will be able to stop it. How they keep that from happening is in their court, but they need to do something, and everybody needs to be aware of it. I agree.
I think as a parent, as a coach of kids, I mean, that should be first and foremost.
You should be the reason why you're doing it.
Yeah. And those kids know it. They know where they're from. I think they know where they're from.
Here they come on Twitter. Everybody's angry. They said, this is Alex on Twitter who says, an egocentric, self-absorbed Las Vegas coach trying to take away the best accomplishment of the JRW kids.
He didn't start it, though.
No, he didn't start it.
He didn't start it.
And they cheated. It's not him trying to take it away. It's him trying to point out that they weren't allowed to be part of that team. They weren't allowed to be that team.
Yeah.
And had they not been able to handpick kids based on boundaries that were not agreed upon by their bylaws,
mm-hmm.
it's likely they wouldn't even have been there in the first place.
That's correct. Yeah. Hey, look, again, if that's that important to you, and it turned out to be that important to the city, oh, for the love of God, but... Again, what are you teaching those kids? What are you teaching them? They know that. They know it. Think they don't know it?
West Side Mike is on the score. Hi, Mike.
Hey, fam, let me tell you something. As a TJ, I travel. That Kanye West hot garbage. The TJs make these guys a better singer and play their music. Now, one time I played Kanye West up in the club because he's garbage. They deserve the war. And Beyonce... She's overact. Everybody tried it to her and Jay-Z and Kanye West. When is somebody going to tell that hot garbage to shut his mouth and go fix his mouth? Because he's nothing. All he do is talk with a computer in his mouth and it does all the work. When the real DJ is going to realize this guy's a hot garbage phony? That deserved the award. The man played 16 different instruments, and he could sing. He ain't lip singing. Kanye West, you a hot garbage. I know you from Chicago. If you was here, I would tell you your face. You garbage. So go with your girlfriend, whoever she dating, whoever she messing around with, and be happy. That's all.
We will have that fully translated for you, as we always do on Boris and Bernstein, because I have no idea what three quarters of that was.
No, I'm eager to hear back for the West Side, and then I will.
Mike, thank you. I love that because I think the bottom line is pretty much my bottom line. He won't be back to another one.
That's Boris. I'm Bernstein. 3 o'clock, Zach Harper from CBSSports.com on the score.
Molly
and Hanley here. Right now you're listening to Boris and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Get in the zone.
Mother Nature can be a real witch sometimes, especially in the dead of winter. But with help from AutoZone and its proven tough Duralast batteries that can handle harsh elements, she'll feel the cold shoulder as you continue to drive safe without fear of breaking down. Stop into AutoZone for a tax time tune-up and maximize your refund dollars with a new, proven tough Duralast battery. Available only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone.
Hey Chicago, John here with Arlington Heights Ford. Did you know for the last 25 consecutive years we've been number one in customer satisfaction in sales and service? Did you know at Arlington Heights Ford, 0% financing is always available on a huge selection of new Fords? Did you know we give the most money for your trade in low monthly payments for any budget? Now you know why we've sold over 100,000 cars and counting. Arlington Heights Ford, we're number one in what matters most, you. Visit ahford.com.
Topical tax.
Join Northwestern Basketball Chicago's Big Ten team as the Cats host Michigan State tomorrow.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my clients' rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier. Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law! New, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest. I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent. To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com.
Tomorrow, price means Grossinger Hyundai has shopped the competition. We've checked the internet. This is our one price. Come in. Take a test drive, and with one price, the whole buying experience is faster and easier than ever. You can drive home a new 2015 Hyundai Elantra SE for just $14,600, or save $6,000 on all remaining 2014 Sonatas. Grossinger has over 700 new and used vehicles in stock. And if for some reason we don't have the exact car you're looking for, we'll find it. Same price. Grossinger Hyundai's new one price. You're going to love how easy it is to buy a new Hyundai at Grossinger Hyundai, just north of the city in Lincolnwood, and at GrossingerHyundai.com. Plus tax, title, license, and 16843 doc fee. Off MSRP on select new models. Number H50510. Number H40408. Same price offer on identical vehicle.
Guys, Valentine's Day is this Saturday, so I'm going to let you in on a little saucy Valentine's Day secret. Available only at Pajamagram.com. I'm talking about the Hidden Secrets Collection. Sure, they look innocent enough at first glance. The Hidden Secrets Collection by Pajamagram lets you sneak a peek. They also give you easy access, and just like you, they're always up for a little fun. Some even glow in the dark, begging for action as soon as the lights go out. Hug me, love me. The only question is, are you ready to play? This Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Order from the Hidden Secrets Collection at Pajamagram.com. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. You don't even have to wrap. And Valentine's delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Zero.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
At 247, Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I guess we're Mythbusters. We're breaking things down and looking at them. And although, you know, if you think about this, I've sort of known it from the beginning. I was told way back when that no, this is not. And I wasn't here for a lot of it. I don't exactly what it was like, but I wasn't
it was pretty
here.
Crazy.
Yeah. So I, but I was a long time ago that no, that's not, because I know a lot of little league people over the years. I've met several guys who are big shots and doing this and doing that. And you know, I guess it really. The guy in Vegas is right, because integrity apparently no longer matters.
We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. See the Sonata at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. And a lot of texters want to know, well, wait a second. You said that the deflated balls thing was no big deal. Why is this a bigger deal?
Oh.
Well, for a lot of reasons.
Oh, come on.
For that, you don't really need to ask that. Now, you're just you're trolling with a question like that. When you're talking about the fundamental rules of the very league itself violated to create the team in
Super
the
team.
First place. Mm-hmm. The idea of Little League, what's so great, the whole romance of Little League is built around the idea of it being a team from a place.
Yeah.
That's what that is. I mean, and not all youth baseball is Little League. Some people get confused when they hear Little League and they just think it's youth baseball. There's all kinds of elite teams mm-hmm. in youth baseball.
Yeah.
The travel squads and full-time travel, hand-picked from counties, from states, from areas. We understand that.
Get it? Yeah, I fully
that's not
get what, that.
That's not the idea of Little League.
Yeah.
The romance of Little League is this town's team.
Mm-hmm.
This town against this town. Now, look at the talent that came from this town in this place at this time. That's what Little League is.
Yeah.
It's not a select super team with professional coaches and all that. It really isn't. That's why people are interested. That's what the romance is. That's what the sell is. So to then say, well, this was kind of an elite handpicked super travel team, means it's cheating.
Yeah. And look, I don't think this would be the first time. I doubt it very seriously, because this thing has grown into some kind of August monster you can't kill.
All the more reason that you can take a public stand. I think the behavior of the Little League officials is really, really shameful. Because you're only going to make it worse by avoiding transparency. You're only going to make it worse.
Yeah, nobody wants to deal with this. This is the hot potato of all hot potatoes. They don't want to deal with this. They want to pass this along to somebody. They want to think about it. Let me think about it first, and then I'll get back to you. Let me think about it. Well, you've got enough information now. Easy enough to check, too, by the way. It's not like, how do we check? You can check it. Here's the thing. I don't think they want to. I think they'd prefer not to.
In Lansing, Daryl is on the score.
Hey, how you doing today, guys?
Good.
Listen, I was listening to this about the Jackie Robinson, and I guess with me, I say, when has the playing field been fair? You know, I grew up over near Roseland, and if you bring up how much is spent on each child and the communities that they come from, and I don't know what Vegas is like, but I saw that team from Vegas, and it didn't look like they came from a little neighborhood where deprivation and things like that are happening.
But that doesn't entitle you to break the rules.
Well, I hear you on breaking the rules, but again, when I say the playing field is not fair, the money that is spent, that the resources that you have to have these kids to play this game, whenever I watched, if it had been the Harlem team, I bet that fine-tooth comb would have come out on the Harlem team to see just where the kids came from and so on and so forth.
Yeah, but again, that's not the way it works. You don't get special dispensation for socioeconomic reasons.
I guess you're right in that sense, but, I mean, money has something to do with resources and what you can provide for those kids. Those kids, they play, and maybe they come from the little suburbs or whatever.
Not by you.
Right. They're not.
Not by you, one of them, at least.
They're bringing people in who aren't eligible.
Daryl, here's the thing. No matter what you say about the economy and all the other stuff, that's cheating. That is a blatant case of cheating. It doesn't matter where you're from, who you are, who your team is, doesn't matter, is a blatant case of cheating.
It's too bad. It sucks for everybody involved. And they clearly tried to cover their tracks when they realized it might get out.
But don't.
We see it. I mean, it's documented now that they went back after the fact and tried to say, hey, by the way, do you agree on these boundary changes that we secretly pushed through? No, we don't. And we have a problem with this.
Yeah.
And the kids from the other communities that were angry about it, they're not better off than those kids either.
No.
It's not like people in Kenilworth are mad about it. Right?
I don't think they are. Yes.
I mean,
I no matter how you did it, I don't care where you're from, you did it. You did it. You think all the, look, you could say, oh, all these people are, you know all these people aren't wrong. You know the time they spent on this and those who are looking, they're not all wrong. And they're not doing this out of anything other than the fact that, you know, you are, again, right from the get-go, right from jump street, you are teaching them the wrong lesson. Every single kid on that team. Every one of them. And they know it. They know it.
Which ultimately is more important than winning something.
I used to think so, but now I don't. I'm not sure I believe that anymore.
Bob and Madison, you're on the score.
Yeah, guys, one of the other points is you're spot on with what you're saying, but one of the other things is, too, is another victim in this is the kids that get bumped off this team to make room for these illegal kids to come in. What about them, you know?
People who would otherwise have been on the team, even though the team wouldn't have been as good, they would have had spots on the team because they are actually from there and in that region and eligible, and the ringers come in and take their spots. Yeah, that's
You're true. That's true. That's absolutely true. And you have to kind of believe that's what happened. And what about those kids? How do they think? How do they feel?
Well, we would have you on this team you're supposed to be on, but we brought somebody else in.
It was better.
Because winning is more important than actually fielding a team that properly represents where we're from.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Unfortunate.
NBA talk with Zach Harper in a moment on the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Is this weekend, and you don't want to give yourself a headache running around, frantically searching for the right gift at a crowded mall where confused looks are everywhere. Here's what you do. It's easy. Just think Sherry's Berries and all will be fine. Unless, of course, your wife or girlfriend doesn't like a box of decadent, delicious giant strawberries dipped in dark chocolatey goodness and topped with chocolate chips, a decorative swizzle, or chopped nuts. Did I mention that they're fresh, juicy, and unbelievably tasty? Now I have. What I haven't mentioned is that my wife, the girls in the office, and several family members have all had them during the last couple of years and absolutely loved them. And just for the record, doesn't matter, but I really love them too. And the best thing here is that you can get a box of these giant dip strawberries starting at just $19.99. That's a better than 40% savings right from the start. One more thing, though. Because my listeners have been so loyal, you can double the amount of berries for just $10 more by using the code name BORS. You'll want to do that. It's quick and easy, and will maintain your sanity. Just go to berries.com, that's B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com, to place your order. To get your special deal, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in my last name, Boers. That's B-O-E-R-S. It'll make you very happy.
Guys, need to spice up your man cave with new swag? Man Cave Daily has got you covered. Enter now for a chance to win the ultimate prize package. You'll get an Omaha Steaks family bundle, video games, Nivea men's shaving package, a Pinups and Pitbulls calendar, as well as head-on sports supplements. Let Man Cave Daily make your man cave winter ready. Enter now at mancavedaily.com/sweepstakes. That's mancavedaily.com/sweepstakes.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today. Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com.